Morning Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Citizens to abolish red light cameras. That's probably the majority of us, I would suppose. Don Bransford joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. And I think you're right. I think we are in the majority.
So it's been a wild week. And, Andrea, I think you broke the story in the 5 o'clock hour on one of the shows.
Yeah, David Kidwell joined us right before his story went online to tell us about the investigation. And it's incredible.
So it really is incredible. And what Kidwell did was prove what we all knew all along.
Well, you can't have a yellow light that is a tenth of a second long.
Right.
You just can't.
So what's really crazy is they would even put the timing of the yellow light on the citation that they'd sent out. Sometimes they would say in the picture they sent out the timing was 2.9 seconds, yet you get a ticket.
Yeah, and that's the part that's really frustrating. And the city has said that something in the neighborhood of 9,000 people will be eligible for refunds. They're getting refunds. They'll be eligible for refunds, which means you would have to go through a process detailing who knows what.
Right. Well, he actually even backstepped on that. What he said was they were eligible to appeal. His final step.
So eligible to appeal, and then possibly beyond an appeal, you might be refunded.
Exactly.
All right, so this ticket spiking, as it's called, the one thing that's really that jumps out of the stories that have been printed, and this all goes to your rally, which is coming up on Saturday at Costner and Ogden, where one of the major faulty red light fixed or not fixed red light problems is. But one of the major things that jumped out was everybody that the experts in this field, everybody that's been talked to by the Tribune said, oh, yeah, they'll malfunction. Because the city stepped up and said, no, these things are almost foolproof. They won't malfunction. The people that make these things said, yes, they'll malfunction.
Well, the people that make these things, you know there's the parallel thing going on with the feds right now, that they're going after John Beals. And they brought in one of the engineers from Redflex, who happens to have been laid off as their business went down. But they asked him about the yellow lights, and he said, Redflex didn't do that. The city did that. They knew it was going on. So as you know, this suit goes through the courts, it again proves all of the things that we've been saying.
So, Don, you guys have mobilized your forces and whatnot, and they're kind of speaking for most of us who have been caught by these red light camera tickets, and especially at these intersections, which, by the way, if just put your license plate in, because we did this at Channel 9 over the weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 out of the 10 people, our license plate popped up, mine included, at a certain
intersection.
That you
had a ticket.
Yeah, at these questionable intersections where, you know, they gave out 18 tickets in 1 hour or some crazy number like that. But you guys, your group is rallying at these particular intersections to try to draw awareness to this.
On Saturday, we were at 119th and Halsted. That was really interesting. We had the CPD come out for the first time in one of our to talk to us about our rallies. But yes, we're trying to point out to people where this happened, what went wrong. As you talked about the spikes, and the Tribune did a great job. David did a great job because what he showed was, you know, cause and effect. He saw them get shut down. He saw them come back on and go through this spike period. He saw them get shut down again and go back to what was normal, only 100, you know, rather than 500 tickets. And they have no excuse.
So I don't understand why the red light software mechanisms, whatever, would be put in and the city would be able to adjust the timing of the lights beyond that. It would seem like it would be some sort of proprietary software to prevent this. And it makes me think that the same thing has got to be going on in L.A. Well, not L.A. doesn't have a downtown. In the suburbs in L.A., but certainly in New York or Dallas or other major cities. Have we heard about it in other cities?
Going on all over the country, and the same thing is going on all over the country. People are stepping up and saying, no, this is just not fair. Actually, in Ohio, it went through the court system. The judge, when it got there, said, this is just a three-card Monty. Shut them down and, in fact, pay them back. And that's what's interesting in Chicago right now. As you tell the story and everyone else tells the story, I don't think there's anyone who questions right now that these cameras are going to come down. The real question is, how much money is the city going to have to give back?
So what is the ultimate goal of Citizens to Abolish? To get the red light cameras done away with completely, or because that revenue source has to come from somewhere, and then the city will say, well, where else is it going to come from? What do you guys want to accomplish?
It's in the name. We want them abolished. We've been doing this for over 2 years. That's the end that we seek, and that's the one, the only one that we think is justified. If the city needs to raise revenue, our representatives need to come forward and decide how to do this. We can't continue to fine people to balance the budget in the city.
Don, are you having people sign petitions, too, and have they agreed to meet with you?
We actually went through a petition campaign last year. We got over 53,000 signatures, and we got caught up in the mix with the mayor not wanting the elected school council on, so there were no petitions that went on the ballot last year. We think there are other ways to do it right now. It's going through the courts. There are two class action suits that are going. It's down in Springfield with Ken Duncan saying that he's willing to put forward legislation that says at the state level, who provided approval for them, let's pull the approval. And we're pressing here at the city level. As you know, the Progressive Caucus has all aligned and said we need to do something here. We need to understand what's going on and a moratorium right now.
So if people want to help, what's the best thing to do? Show up?
Show up. Go to our website. Go to banthecameras.com. Get on our mailing list so we can keep you updated as what's going on. You'll be amazed as you're seeing it. And as you said, the story's hot because everyone knew it was a problem.
Right.
The Tribune just proved it.
Yeah. And, you know, Andre, you touched on this in the 5 o'clock hour, I don't know, 3 or 4 days ago when you were talking to one of the Trib reporters. And Don, you know this to be true. This is one of those things. Now, $100 is $100, but this is one of those things where you go, okay, I got to take time off from work. I got to go and sit in court. I got to take a chance that I can appeal this, and maybe I don't win, and that's costing me way more than $100. I don't know what the category would be called, Don, but there are a lot of these type of fines where people go, I'm just going to pay it even though I know I'm right.
I think you're true. They're nuisance fines, and that's what they think. They set the threshold at this point. Other parts of the country, in California, there was one that was shut down, but the fine was $450.
Yeah.
And here they think it's a nuisance. But think about this. If you're a minimum wage employee and that light flashes in your back window, that's more than a day's pay.
How about that?
If you're a senior citizen and you get one check a month, if you get the ticket the day after you get the check, you don't have time to get another check because it doubles within 21 days.
So do you have any idea where this 9,000 number came up for this appeal process? It seems like such a weird number.
I don't know. The Tribune did 4 million, and the city came back and said, well, we think there might be 9,000 that we'll look at. I don't know where the 9,000 came
just
from.
Just such a weird, arbitrary number. All right, so one more time. It is Costner and Ogden Saturday at what time?
11 to 2.
And the website?
And come to our website, banthecameras.com, because this is moving around the city. We'll be at a place near you soon.
Thank you, Don. Banthecameras.com.
Also, too, a problem with many of these intersections is that people are seeing the light turn yellow, and now they're realizing, okay, I only have 2.8 seconds or whatever it is, 2.9 seconds, slam on the brakes, and then they get into an accident.
Right.
It's causing accidents at many intersections.
And the idea of the red light cameras was to be safer.
To be safe,
allegedly.
Yeah.